From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The White House says it cannot conclude who carried out a massive cyber attack on the federal government's personnel office. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday the FBI continues to investigate the security breach, noting that a lot of work must still be done to determine who was responsible.
They are working actively to understand exactly the scope of this particular intrusion, but also to determine who is responsible and to make sure that we can take steps that are necessary to hold the individuals who are responsible for this incident.
Earlier, U.S. law enforcement officials said China-based hackers, possibly with links to the Beijing government, were behind the attack. China's foreign ministry spokesman Hong Lei on Friday slammed those accusations as irresponsible, saying such attacks are generally anonymous. The Office of Personnel Management said Thursday as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected. The United Nations is urging all sides in the Ukraine conflict to fully respect the ceasefire agreement reached earlier this year. Fighting in the town of Marinka this week left at least 28 people dead. The government-controlled town is located in the western suburbs of the rebel-controlled city of Donetsk. The UN issued its call as top U.S. defense officials and diplomats were due to meet Friday at the headquarters of the U.S. European Command in Germany. They'll be reviewing the effectiveness of U.S. and EU sanctions against Russia and NATO's strategy in deterring further Russian actions in Ukraine. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes are having a profound effect on Islamic militants in Iraq, and that the coalition is taking the Islamic State off the battlefield in significant numbers. Lieutenant General John Hesterman, the chief of the air campaign, said Friday that he does not believe the Islamic State is making major advances around the country. His comments come days after U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the military operation against Islamic State killed more than 10,000 militant fighters in less than a year. Officials in Nigeria say more than 30 people have been killed in a bomb blast in Yola, the capital of Adamawa State in Nigeria's northeast, where the militant group Boko Haram is active. Saad Bello of the National Emergency Management Agency said the blast happened late Thursday in a busy market where buyers were doing last-minute shopping for the day. He said at least 31 people died and 38 others were being treated in area hospitals. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the blast, although Boko Haram extremists have carried out similar attacks. Meanwhile, the UN's top human rights official called on Nigeria's new president to investigate and prosecute those responsible for human rights abuses in Nigeria. Rupert Colville is a spokesman for the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights.
Civilians in northeastern Nigeria have been living through horrifying acts of cruelty and violence by Boko Haram. These include wanton killings, summary executions, forced participation in military operations, including the use of children to detonate bombs, forced labor, forced marriage, and sexual violence, including rape.
Muhammadu Buhari was elected Nigeria's new president in March. In his inaugural address, he vowed to defeat Boko Haram. He called the group mindless and godless and pledged to move the fight against Boko Haram from Abuja to northeastern Nigeria. The U.S. economy gained 280,000 jobs in May, while the unemployment rate rose slightly to 5.5% as more people began searching for jobs. Friday's report from the Labor Department says that job gains occurred in business services, hotels and restaurants, and health care. Jobs declined in the oil industry as falling prices discouraged investment. The data show that 8.7 million Americans are still out of work. Another 6.7 million who want full-time jobs can only find part-time employment. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.